I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, welcome to another episode of How to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Brunzy.
I'm Sean.
How you doing, Sean?
Very good, bro. How's it going?
I'm all right, man. I can't complain. This is a show where Sean and I scour the internet for absolute foolishness and share it with you. Much of the show does end up in clips on social media, but this is the full fat version of it. This isn't the Pepsi Max, Coke Zero, Iron Brew Extra, what's another? 7-Up Free version of the show. This is the full fat, dirty, smut juice filled filth, disgustingness that is the show. Anyway, enough nonsense, man. How are you doing, Sean?
Yeah, man. All good.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
I'll be honest with you, bro.
What's up?
Typical British fucking gripe coming in. Weather, man.
Are we kicking off with the weather?
Bro, today and yesterday, we're recording this mid-April 2024, right? Yesterday and today, we have had snow, hail, sun that could give you sunburn, rain, and wind, gale force
wind.
Mad wind. So what is there left? I mean, tsunami? I don't even want to risk it. Just attempt fate by saying it. But we've had literally, earthquake, what's that, meteorite? Yeah, man. So it's just been like really frustrating for me because I don't mind crap weather. I don't mind wet weather. I don't mind cold weather. I don't mind hot weather. Consistency is key for me. You're a skier.
Yeah, because if you leave the house, you have to bring like an umbrella and a vest and a jacket. And, you know, it just gets a bit long,
doesn't it? It doesn't make sense to me to flick the aircon on in the studio and then nip out to the shops, get rained on, and then have to put the heating on when I get back into the studio. It just makes no sense. But, you know, we are here. There are worse parts of the world to be in. So, you know what? Let's just take our blessings, which are our jokes of the week.
How was that? I got progressively worse.
So the first part of the show is Sean and I scour the internet for some horrible jokes and share them with you. Sean, I got 3 to 5 jokes. I've got some shorter ones and some long ones. Kick off with one that I think you'll love. My friend got mad at me for smelling his sister's underwear. I don't know if it was because she was still wearing them or because the rest of the family was there. Either way, it made the rest of the funeral really awkward.
You're right, though. It's right on my street. That sounds so wrong.
The way you rubbed your thighs when I said it. Classic.
Let's keep it on the same level then. I just found out that I'm addicted to Viagra. No one is taking it harder than my wife.
That's a good play on words. All right. I've got a slightly longer one, right? A man walks into the pharmacy with his 8-year-old son. They happen to walk past a condom display and the boy asks, "What are those, Dad?" The dad matter-of-factly replies, "Those are called condoms, son. Men use them to have safe sex." "Oh, I see," said the boy pensively. "Yes, I've heard of that in health class at school." He looks over at the display and picks up a package of 3 and asks, "Why are there 3 in this pack?" The dad replies, "Those are for high school boys. 1 for Friday, 1 for Saturday, and 1 for Sunday." "Cool," says the boy. He notices a 6-pack and says, "What are those for?" "Those are for college men," says the dad. 2 for Friday, 2 for Saturday, and 2 for Sunday." "Wow," said the boy. "Then who uses these?" he says, picking up a 12-pack. With a sigh and a tear in his eye, the dad replies, "Those are for married men, son. 1 for January, 1 for February, 1 for March, and so on."
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. I was going to say, yo, one for your birthday.
And then you're like, oh, was that the list?
Yeah,
oh, we're done.
It's like a race between birthdays and the expiry date on the packet of condoms. Do you know what I mean? Packet of condoms always loses. Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
You have to be on point for this one.
Okay, yeah, I'm fully focused.
A boy and his dad were driving home from the ice cream shop when the boy asks, "Dad, why is my sister called Teresa?" "Oh, that's because your mum loves Easter and Teresa is an anagram of Easter." "Oh, thanks, Dad." "You're welcome, Alan." It took me like a second. It tickled me.
Straight. The last thing I got straight in there. I got straight in there. I knew it straight away. Okay. Right. Here's another slightly long one. A blonde calls her boyfriend and says, "Please, can you come over to my house and help me? I have a killer jigsaw puzzle and I just can't figure out how to get it started." Her boyfriend asks, "What's it supposed to be when it's finished?" The blonde says, "According to the picture on the box, massive rooster." The boyfriend decides to go over and help with the puzzle. She lets him in, shows him where the puzzle is. It's spread all over the table, and he studies the pieces for just a moment, looks at the box, and turns to her and says, First of all, no matter what we do, we're never going to be able to assemble the pieces of this into anything that looks like a rooster. He then takes her by the hand and says, "Secondly, I want you to relax. Let's have a nice cup of tea, and then," he said with a deep sigh, "let's put all of these cornflakes back in the box." Did you see that coming?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that was a nice one. That was a nice one.
Oh, that was a good one. Damn it. Oh, that's a short one. Why did the Mexican take anti-anxiety medication?
I don't know why.
For Hispanic attacks.
It's so bad it's good. All right, I've got another wonderful one for you. "Have you heard of the movie Constipation?" says one man to another. The other man says, "No, I haven't." The first man says, "Of course you haven't. It hasn't come out yet." I think that might be worse. You know?
All right, it's a bit of a long one.
Okay, cool.
A man sees his physician. "Doc," he says, "I've had this stutter since I was 16 years old, and now it begins to bother me." The doctor says, "I think it has to do with the size of your penis. Tell me, how hung are you?" Well, says the guy, "it's about a foot and a half." The doc replies, "I can fix it for you, but I'll have to cut off your penis entirely. It can be fixed today if you want." The guy's ecstatic and lets his penis be removed, and indeed, his stutter disappears. After a couple of weeks, the guy gets buyer's remorse and goes back to see his doctor. "Doc, I'm having regrets. So can we please undo the surgery?" The doc answers back, "Sorry, no take back."
That's absolutely class. Sorry, just a sec.
We lost the light.
We've lost the light.
Oof, I just looked at it. Like it was.
Yo, we could need to hear that in the podcast. Oof. The switch on the light switched off.
What?
Have we got a poltergeist? The light switch had just switched off on the light. That was it. The switch had switched itself.
As in, it literally switched, like physically.
I thought I was gonna have to plug something in the back of the light. The light had just flipped, like someone had turned it off.
Oh, yo, that's mad.
Anyway, I've got my last joke. It's a very bad pun, and I'm sorry, this is late. We should have delivered this and a plethora of others a few weeks ago when there was an eclipse in LA. When, by the way, Google searches went up for "why do my eyes hurt" around then, because people were looking at the eclipse raw eyed. They were raw dogging an eclipse.
Sorry, where was this again?
LA.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense. You're like, makes sense. So this is a joke. Dad, can you explain the eclipse to me? No, son.
That's brilliant.
There we go. It's not bad, is it? I think it's quite nice. And those are my jokes of the week, Sean, because I've got some more funny stuff coming up. Have you got anything else for us before we slide out of our shum?
I have one. I've got one more.
Okay.
A man applies for a government job. A guy goes into the post office to apply for the job. The interviewer asks him, "Are you allergic to anything?" He replies, "Yes, caffeine. I can't drink coffee." "Okay. Have you ever been in the military service?" "Yes," he says. "I was in Afghanistan for one tour." The interviewer says, "That will give you extra points towards employment." Then he asks, "Are you disabled in any way?" The man says, "Yes. A bomb exploded near me whilst I was on tour and I lost both of my testicles." The interviewer is shocked, but assures the man that his disability qualifies him for extra points. "You got the job, sir. Most of us come in 8 a.m, but you can start tomorrow at 10. "Why do I get to start late?" asked the man. "This is a government job, sir. For the first couple of hours, we just drink coffee and scratch our balls, so no point in you coming in for that then."
Funny. Accurate. Accurate. So, probably gets a couple of hours off early as well.
The first quote, someone's like, "I'm a government worker. This is absolute shit. We do this until midday."
That's class. And that was our jokes of the week. Sean, before we head on to our funky headlines of the week and a new section that I'm going to bring to the show, it's time for our killer bit. And that's just a little bit of the show where we talk about how we've killed a little bit of time. Now, Sean, we had a great time last week, didn't we? In a group activity.
Mm.
A group activity, which was called jury service or jury duty. Do you want to crack up? I mean, I'll let you lead with it, man. Like you know, we had vibes together. I mean, I can tell you, I can read about it, but I think it's great for us to talk about our organic experience. I mean,
it was great fun. They kicked it off. Like, it's one of them ones where I want to talk about it, but I also don't want to spoil it for anybody who's potentially will go in the future.
This is a spoiler-free review, plus we're the best format for it, I think, a podcast, because we don't have to show. There's not a video. I mean, you can watch a video on YouTube, but we can stop telling and allude to stuff as well.
We can allude.
You get me?
Well, it was very nice because I feel like from kind of entering the place and signing up and whatnot, you go get yourself a drink. Once that happens, you're kind of in character. You get
love that.
You get taken up to a room which is like a room that you would have on jury duty.
Yeah. I mean, there are some people in our group, and we met. It was great because we got to do it with other people as well outside of our group that had done jury service, and they said that there was definitely some similarities between the real life.
Mate, it was pretty much identical. It was a room. It was a room with a table.
You know what I mean?
All that much else going on. On actual jury duty, but it was very, very well done. Very, very well written. So you get, I think it was it 90 minutes?
We were in there for 90 minutes and a little bit longer.
Felt so quick though.
Yeah, definitely.
Super quick.
I was just going to say, like, it was one of those stories where they've obviously, if you do jury service, sometimes it can be a very boring crime, like, you know, a civil dispute gone wrong. Do you know what I mean? Somebody crashes a car into someone's garden because they don't like the fact they park in front of their house. It's not that. Obviously, there's a couple cold bodies out there that you need to solve the case with. But it's all about working together. And what's great is they managed to get this balance of not over explaining stuff, but not just letting us drown. So I want to give like special props out to our like jury boss. I don't know what the name of them, but they were dressed as an officer, were they? Were they dressed in a uniform as an officer? I think they were.
Yeah, I would say that he would be like the lead of court proceeding.
But our chaperone was very good at helping us, guide us in the right direction, but not let us,
It was a bit like if you do an escape room.
Yeah.
And they are like, they get the balance right. Not giving you too much clues, but then if you're very, very close to something and then you've moved on because you're like, oh, I don't think they'll just say, oh, you're actually on the right, or whatever. Like,
yeah, exactly. And it's really interesting how our whole group found their place without us. No one was like, right, you go over there. Yeah, we just all kind of like sauntered around the room. There's evidence and stuff in there that we need to analyze.
That's one of the things that's nice, isn't it? Is that it wasn't like you all sat around the table and then you had a few people doing something and then others just like kind of sitting and watching it. Like there was so much material to go through.
Yeah.
There was actually, if you think about it, there wasn't enough time to go through all of the stuff with like a fine tooth comb.
Oh yeah.
There was stuff to listen to. There was stuff to try and work out. There was all this evidence that had to be. So for instance, you went off and you and one other went off and like looked at the evidence and whatnot, and then relayed stuff back. I was writing stuff on the board. We had the rest of the guys having a look at a blueprint that we had and were kind of trying to figure stuff out. And everybody kind of just kept feeding information back. I was trying to scribble down things that I felt were pertinent to the case.
They had like a police database that we need to access as well. That was a great addition to the game. Or I don't know, cool. A great part of the game. But I think what was wild is the 90 minutes flew by.
Yeah.
Like I didn't feel at any point like, oh, this is dragging. But I will be honest, at the start, I was, and this is my own fault, I was preemptively overwhelmed. I was like, this is too much.
I was overwhelmed.
How are we going to do this?
I was overwhelmed as well.
I was like, and there's this massive whiteboard, and I was like, we're never going to use that. At the end of it, the whiteboard was full. We had like multiple theories.
Shall we explain about the questions and the...
I think we can talk about that. I think to help move the story along a little bit, we had a screen where we got to interact with a key character from the story, and that helped to I think they were like checkpoints. When we got to the right time, we spoke to this person, and also I think it was another way of maybe if we were really lost, they would have guided us a bit more, and if we were really advanced, they would have held back a bit more.
But actually, the acting was great.
Acting was bang on.
Was really, really good.
Bang on. And you can tell that the writers and actors, all of the, you know, even our chaperone and actor had such a great understanding of the story, which means that...
You can throw tough questions at them and they won't just go, oh, I don't...
Yeah. Like we messed up. We asked a question. It might have been deliberate. Someone in our group asked a question, for example, like, you know, I'm drinking an orange juice. Why were you drinking apple juice? And the actor went, I said I was drinking orange juice. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, I never said apple juice. And we were like, whoa, this dude is in there. Sorry, was that what you going to kind of allude to?
There was actually a point in which we asked a very pertinent question and they went to respond and then someone else cut them off.
Yeah.
And off that we were like, I think they were about to tell us
something. Yeah, like,
But it was very well, as you said, like, we'll call him the chaperone.
Yeah.
He was in there with us and it was very well balanced. When we got to speak to this other character and that was, and also having that interaction
gave
life to the whole thing.
Exactly.
It was like, that became immersive and
exactly. And they do blur the lines between reality and the game by contacting us throughout the game in very interesting ways. All I can say is make sure when you sign up with your mates to this, because you are going to go and try this out, make sure when you sign up to this, you get your mates to input their email addresses and numbers, because I think it enhances the game as well. Like, and I really enjoyed it. And the only thing is about this is one of those games, I'll be honest, once you've done it once, I don't think you can do it again and again. However, they are building different stories. So they've got an inquest and an office Christmas party version of story, which are two different stories. But it's not one of those ones like we've gone to certain events where you can do it again and again and again and unlock different things in the same story. This is very much once. Right. Like once you've played it, we'd go back again, but we couldn't do that same story again.
It's like an escape room.
Yeah.
If you're not going to go back to the same escape room again,
exactly,
it's not going to have the same.
Exactly.
And I think that's why it comes down to intelligent writing.
Yeah.
Because you can have a million different cases on jury duty. You don't have to come up with a new scenario in the sense of like, oh, it's going to be jury duty and it's another case. And you can just do case by case, make them more interesting. More things to interact with. And I believe that they said that it started around COVID times.
Yeah, I think they did it on Zoom.
And they did it on Zoom initially, and then they started to do it in person. And,
Yeah, man. I mean, I'll do that sort of stuff on Zoom. It'd be a laugh, but it was good to catch up with everyone and just kind of us as a group go down there.
It was way more fun doing it that way. And also, like, just having randomers, everybody has to like work together, and like obviously the dynamics change depending on who you go with and whatnot. Yeah, so
I only have one real big regret though, Sean, is I'd never slammed the table and said I demand the truth. I just wanted a dramatic moment.
We had nominated whether I don't know whether we nominated or she
I think she took the reins, bruv. I think she saw that we need. No, she looked at us and she said,
"I got this.
I think I'm gonna have to step in." she looked around and went,
"Off riff raff,
oh,
dude,
like, look at you lot. All right, no, I guess I'm gonna have to handle you lot." Yeah,
she had some good interrogation techniques. Also, it was interesting because we got some backstory of the person that we were speaking to.
Yeah,
and it was good because we got a little insight into their character, their personality. So that meant that you had to tailor the way that you asked questions to try and get the most amount of information from them. And they potentially would like clam up or close up if you talked about certain subjects, if you pushed too hard, whatever, you know. Yeah, there's this,
can't be like, "Where is he?" Yeah. Like Batman, "Where is he?" You couldn't do that. You couldn't do that. Yeah, man. I mean, honestly, I really enjoyed it. And I've got to say, we've done a lot of high tech stuff, Hadzkanal, over the years. I mean, we've done like, you know, VR stuff. We've done like really like high end fancy bits and bobs, but this is a testament to fantastic writing. And I'd like to go, just from that, I'd like to go back and do one of their other stories.
Oh, 100%.
Like 100%.
And the thing is, it's 90% of it's analog.
Yeah.
But then you have communication, you have the video call and stuff like that. And you have the laptop with the database on it, so they're incorporating some digital aspects of it, but the feeling of it is very much like
exactly
like analog. It's really
wicked. And I've realized the way they've done it, if you're a bunch of people that ain't good on computers, you could probably just sit there with the paperwork and try and do your thing. If you're a bit of a whiz kid and you want to just get straight into the database, get on that. If you want to look at hard evidence and stuff, mate, it's really good. I really enjoyed it. It's jurygames.com. That's the website you got to go to if you want to do it. I highly recommend it. Great team building exercise. My advice is, don't get trolleyed beforehand. This is one where I think a couple of drinks, you're cool. Don't get wasted.
You can bring your drinks in there with you, but
that was nice.
Yeah, but I would say that it's one of them ones where if you have your faculties about you, you're going to get more from it. It's going to be more interesting.
Yeah. It's not a passive experience. You want to get in there and get your hands on it.
And the people that we went with, one of the they had bought it as an experience for one of their friends for her birthday.
Yeah.
So they had gone and we caught up with them afterwards, and they very much enjoyed it. And for as a birthday gift, she was like, "Oh, this is great. This is like, if you're into that kind of thing, escape rooms, that kind of thing, I have no doubt that you'll enjoy it. I think we should definitely go back and try one of the." They said that one of them was a bit longer, wasn't it?
I think it's the office Christmas party, or maybe it's the maybe it's the Inquest building.
I think it's the Inquest one, which is a little bit longer. I think it was an hour 40, 45, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm literally on the website. 90 minutes, 105 minutes. That's what it is. Whereas R1 was about 90 minutes as well. Yeah, yeah. Very good. Man on trial for murder and arson. How will you find the accused? There you go. That's the top line that it has there, man. But here's a bit more of the story. Here you go. A fire. A dead man. A guilty plea for arson, but not for murder. The truth must come out. There you go. Oh. It was great, man. It dragged us in there, man. It's really, really, really good. Really enjoyed it. How else have you been killing time this week, Sean? Because I've got a few things I can throw your way.
Throw them. Nothing. I have. I've got like the most boring life of all time.
Works hard, yeah? Say no more. Say no more. I've been doing a bit of binge watching, man. Absolutely smashed two shows. I got a trivial, silly, fast-paced, kick-ass show and something that's a real heavy, deep show.
Okay.
So which do you want first?
I want a trivial.
Trivial show. Right. Do you remember the computer game Twisted Metal?
Yes.
PlayStation Classic.
Yes.
Anthony Mackie is starring in a live adaptation of it, currently on Paramount Plus.
Anthony Mackie
plays the Falcon in the Marvel films. Anthony Mackie, he's done Black Metal, but Black Mirror... he's done.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. 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 You know. Anthony Mackie.
Yeah.
I just want to say, right, he is somebody who I know for doing Marvel stuff. He's done really serious stuff. He's really knocked it out of the park with his Twisted Metal. So basically, it is loosely based on the games, which was a game where you drove around and shot up other cars in it. Like it was just when graphics weren't that good. PlayStation 1, you drove around. It was quite impressive at the time. But, you know, like it was okay. But basically made a whole universe out of it. on, and you watch it on Paramount Plus, honestly, what I loved about it was the fact that within, like, I felt like within a minute, they'd introduced 90% of the flipping show, and it was just kick-assed. It was like over the top comedy, over the top blood, over the top gore, over the top action, but like not like painful gore, like fingernail ripping off. It was more like, you know, shoots a man in the balls and blood goes everywhere, you know, shoots a man in the head, head explodes, that kind of stuff. And it's a story about a milkman, which is a man who delivers. It's a post-apocalyptic world where all of the cities have clammed up and there's an inside and outside. Inside is like, for example, London has an inside where it's all nice. Outside of London, places like Luton, a shithole. Just say in the future, I'm saying the hypothetical future.
Can I just say initially, yeah, what was funny is you went, right, so it's about a milkman, right? And what they do is they go and they deliver milk to people.
They deliver milk. And that's it. And it's like Postman Pat, but for milk. Go on.
Someone sent me something the other day and it was the Jamaican Postman Pat.
Oh, I love that stuff. Yeah.
So good.
And there's Roadman Pat as well.
There's Roadman Pat
as well. Shout out to Ren DMC who makes that. But yeah, I love that stuff, man. Anyway, where was I? Yeah, so anyway, future world, post-apocalyptic. So cities are boarded up. There's inside and outside. A milkman makes deliveries from one city to another. Stuff that is high value then in the future is obviously stuff that isn't high value now. So for example, dog food in a can, not very high value now. In the future, that's like prime eatings for some people. Do you know what I mean? And then obviously things like medicine as well, right? But the roads between cities, for example, between London and Birmingham, if you get, you know, to the rough patches in between, like AKA Luton or whatever. By the way, I love Luton. Shout out my Luton people. He has to negotiate that. And then at the start of the show, he gets an offer for one last job. And then he can quit. One of those ones. And then it's kind of the story around it. It's great. It's got another actress, Rosa from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Nah. She's in it.
Rosa.
She absolutely smashes it. She's got great range. She's got great comedy range. It's very, by the way, very silly, trivial show this. But there's also some bits in it that are quite deep. You know, they're in the future. They're all got quite traumatic lives.
I was going to say, it's funny how when shows are kind of silly,
yeah,
something like Brooklyn or something like back in the day, something like Scrubs, surreal, silly, but then when they have bits which are kind of hard hitting and deep, they actually hit harder because you're almost off guard, because you're kind of like, oh, it's a, you know, like, whereas if you kind of get yourself lined up where you're going to be like, oh, it's going to be a tough watch, maybe it doesn't, you're ready.
Yeah, I agree totally. It blindsides you. Like, you know, kind of like how Peacemaker did with John Cena. We all know John Cena's big, bulky, silly. We know there's comedy in it. Yeah, extremely good. Fantastic.
Well, I saw the trailers for it and I was like, yeah, I need to watch that.
I think it's a Snyder joint as well, Zack Snyder. But yeah, mate, it's dark, it's funny, bit gory, bit too gory in a couple of places for me. That's what I mean when I say Twisted Metal's gory. It's like, you know, blowing up stuff. But yeah, no, really, really like it. Some great actors in there, some great backstory stuff in there. I think it's 10 episodes, 9 or 10 episodes. Absolutely love it. Yeah, the full synopsis: follow a motor-mouth outsider offered a chance at a better life, but only if he can successfully deliver a mysterious package across a post-apocalyptic wasteland.
So it's like, it's like a transporter, isn't it? But like, a new
better American accents in the show. Is he British? Is he British in the transporter, Jason Statham, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, no season 2 as yet, but hopefully there'll be a second season. Now, Sean, from fun to a show that is absolute, I could not stop watching it. I had to watch it.
It was gripping, but.
Oh, mate, I was beat up afterwards. Not damn as bad as like The Last of Us, where I was in a wreck, but I was just like, so shocked for many reasons. Right now, it's a show called Baby Reindeer. I don't know if you've heard people talking about this. Story follows writer and performer Richard Gadd's warped relationship with his female stalker and the impact it has on him as he's ultimately forced to face a deep, dark, buried trauma. Now, the show
sounds
is
fun.
Yes, the show is by Richard Gadd, and the character in the show is called Donnie Dunn. Yeah,
Donnie Dunn.
But Richard Gadd plays that character. The writer of the show is Richard Gadd, and it's an adaptation of his play. The story is a true story from Richard Gadd's life. So you're watching him live and act through something that had actually happened to him. So there are traumatic scenes in it where he's technically reliving the trauma because he's in a like a scene. It is so wild to imagine that. So it kind of makes every bit funnier, every painful bit more painful.
Can I just ask, was it him that wrote it?
He wrote it about his life.
And made a
theatre show out of it. Made a theatre production out of it. A one-man show. Did so well. Netflix said, we're going to make it into a show. Who's going to star in it? I'll do it, thanks.
Rah.
Yeah.
So yeah. Exactly what you just said there about the funny bits being even more funny.
The dark bits being more dark and sinister.
There's
some real sinister... He works in the entertainment industry. Need I say, we all know that it's sinister, innit? So we see certain things and I'm just like, yeah, man, I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen parties like that. I've not been to the after parties like that, but yeah, we know that. Like, yeah.
Diddy parties.
Woo! Bro, all I'm saying, yeah, sometimes you just...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I was going to say no to the party. You know what I mean? But yeah, I just want to say amazing acting from Richard. Like, and obviously, kudos for him.
Wait. Is it amazing acting from him?
There you go. Is it?
Is it just real?
Is it? Mate, there are bits of the show where it got me going on YouTube to try and find, because some of the bits are based around his performances, and there are certain bits of the show where I'm just like, I need to go and see if this performance is online, because some of the stuff, there's some...
Oh, the theatre version?
There's some stuff in the actual in the Netflix show where it's recorded and put online. So if it's online on the show, is it online in real life? And I had a little Google, and there are bits of his real life performances from 10 years ago where I'm like, that is a definite influences parts of the show. So just to be clear, he really had a stalker that fucked up his life. This is a real person. So if whoever this is, because there's a lot of content flying around of it. I hope you're working through what you're working through, whatever, you know, and I hope, you know, you're in a better place. But she fucks up his life. I've got to give a massive shout out to Jessica Gunning, who plays Martha, who's the character in this show. Obviously, they've gone through a massive amount of work to make sure that we don't uncover who the real person is. The internet's probably going to try and do their best to find out, but they've, internet. The internet's in it. You get me?
No.
Yeah. But yeah, honestly, Sean, it was like 7 o'clock on a, I don't know what day it was, 7 o'clock. I was like, I'll just watch a quick show, eat, bed early, bro. I had to finish watching it.
You watched the whole thing on
one back, boxed it all off. Some of the episodes are like 27 minutes long, and some of them are like 45 minutes. I swear, some are short, some are long.
How many episodes?
8 episodes. And what's great about it is it's this new thing, which I never used to understand what it meant, but it's like when they call it a limited series. Basically, when they write that on Netflix, it means it's going to finish and you ain't going to be left on like a cliffhanger, idiot seat cliffhanging moment with a light
finder.
Limited season. Limited series means it's limited here and series. Gone. That's it. Done.
And there will be no more.
Yeah. Unless it means something else, but everything I've seen is a limited series. It's like, here's the start, here's the middle, here's the end. Thank you. I'm out. Instead of...
So you won't find a limited series that was more than one season?
Yeah, I hope not. If you do, let me know. But you're not going to get losted if you watch this, yeah?
That should be, I want to make that like a term.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, what, how no diddy's a term in it now, isn't it? Like, no diddy. No lost did. But yeah, honestly, Sean, 8 episodes.
Baby reindeer.
Baby reindeer. It has got, I'm trying to find out what his general score is on IMDb right now, but hey, all of his episodes are in like the 8s and 9s.
The last thing you told me to watch, you're still riding high, no pun intended, from off slow horses.
Oh, okay.
I mean, okay. We talked about Reach. I was always going to watch Reach, I wouldn't have watched
Slow Horses. Reach?
We got left in.
I'll be honest, Sean, this isn't going to have the same comedy value as Slow Horses because
it doesn't sound like
but, and there are some bits that are hard to watch, but I would say it's fascinating. Because we have heard stories about, you know, stalkers, and we've heard stories of people that are of harassment, but to see the levels of harassment, like some of the statistics that they throw around in the show that are real for the number of messages that were sent, voice messages, voicemail messages, emails and texts. When you start seeing those numbers and you realize those are real numbers, it's mental, bruv. Absolutely wild. And then the whole like psychology behind it. But yeah, Baby Reindeer, highly recommend it. Highly recommend Twisted Metal. I'm just starting to watch Fallout. That's just dropped.
Do you know what? I know a few people that started to watch it while we spoke about the first episode, and they already were like, these are like gamers though. Yeah. They are like big Fallout fans. Yeah. But I watched the trailer, I think it was day before yesterday, and I was like, I didn't realize it was Fallout straight off the bat, and I was like, wow, this looks fun. And then I realized, I was like,
It's nice.
Well, how many episodes have you seen?
Like 4 in, I think. Oh, okay. 4 or 5. So I'm almost done, I think, I guess. What's wrong with me? But it's like, I love all the, it's got loads of Fallout sounds in it. They've got Pip-Boys in there, and they've got loads of throwbacks and references to the game. They've obviously taken stuff in a slightly different direction. It's a really good watch so far. I feel like they're gunning for a second season, though. I can already feel it in my bones, which is cool, but I don't want to wait like for a year. I want it now.
You didn't say limited series.
Did not say limited series, but I'm watching that. That's really good. And another thing I'm just wrapping up, but it's great, is the Audible adaptation of 1984. There you go. So, you know, if you know 1984, it's a classic,
absolutely classic,
absolutely classic bit of writing. So, I mean, I'm trying to think if there's anything more classic than War of the Worlds, maybe, but George Orwell, you know, 1984 classic. But it's a whole new reimagining of it. It's got Andrew Garfield playing the main character in it. Ramesh Ranganathan is in it as well, okay. Playing a character, and it's just like a nice new take on kind of the whole Big Brother story, and it's just nice little listen, like really good. Like Audible have dropped a couple things over the years of really good like sound design in it, so I really really like it. In fact, yeah, man, I think go and check out Audible. I think, do you know what we could do? We might even be able to put, if you guys love us, yeah, check this out. You can check it out. I think there's an Audible link we can put in there, and they can check out the show for like a trial price or whatever. So we should throw that in the show description. I'll send it to you as well, actually.
Yeah,
so try out. Honestly, though, really nice. Like 4 or 5 hours long. So for me, that's not really long. You can like, if you commute to work an hour, you can do that in a couple of days. Really nice sound design. Really good. Andrew Garfield knocks out of the park. Andrew Garfield, who's 40.
Cheeky chappy, but you think he was like 25.
He looks like 25 for life, bruv. He looks so good. Like he doesn't look like he's faking young as well.
Yeah.
He's 40 years old. Bro, he still looks like Spider-Man. So that's it. I've consumed a lot of content this week, man.
Actually, do you know what? I did hear something the other day, which was that the most popular fictional book.
Yeah.
I was thinking, it's going to be, it was Don Quixote?
Yes.
I was like, it's the most famous, I would say that, you know, we keep it in fiction because I'm guessing that there would be religious texts and stuff, which...
Yeah. Hey, you sure not fiction? Cue the comments, isn't it? All right, mate. Greatest story ever told. Yeah. But yeah, it is Don Quixote. Yeah.
Have you read it?
I've not read it. It's been presented to me as a fact on another podcast, actually, but I wasn't the bearer of the fact. So I remember the fact that is it. And I was like, oh, because I thought the most popular book was going to be a religious text or something. But I think Don Quixote, in terms of fictional stuff. I thought Shakespeare might have done
it. Yeah, I know, right? I think he's up there. And there's always some, yeah.
I think Rowling's up there, but she's like three or four. Like, still quite high when you think about it. Obviously due to Eclipse at some point, but it's kind
of
like
Shakespeare, Lord of the Flies. There's some, there are some, that would have thought that were, but Man like Don Quixote.
But you can't compare sales then to sales now. I feel like one buy then means way more than buying a book now. Cause I could buy a book with my fingers, swipe, 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 click, 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 got a book. Then you had to go out, you know, avoid the plague, take your shillings, swap a sheep, grow a sheep to swap your sheep for the book. Yeah, I mean, enjoy it. Kind of like vinyl sales and streams today. Like, you know what I mean? Like people talk about, for example, you know, Ed Sheeran and Drake doing smashing these records. I'm like, that's great. But you can't tell me that a stream or 1,000 streams is the same as somebody going into a shop and buying
physically
a CD.
Purchasing.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Serious stuff. So yeah,
I do feel that part of that is just nostalgia and us men being old.
It is old. It is. But you know, going out to go and do something. Yeah, man, that's definitely one. Anyway, that's our killer bits of the week. I got some funky headlines, but if you want, Sean, I've got a brand new feature to bring.
What
every
is this?
Week?
Oh,
but it's actually a limited feature, so it's just this. It's a limited feature.
Limited feature.
And that is best nicknames of the week.
Okay. So I'm guessing.
Wow, that sounded mad racism. White hoods of the week.
So have we got nicknames and the reasons for the nicknames?
So we've got, so this came off the back of the Twitter page that is legendary. So very British problems, right?
Okay.
And it starts off with a post. They've posted this on Instagram, also very British problem it's called. Yesterday, I heard someone say they had a colleague named Photo Finish because they always lean forward slightly while they're walking. What's the best nickname you've ever heard? Check these comments. Someone was named Minty because they always arrive for work after 8. There's a short bloke at work called Anthony. He's known to us as Shetland Tony. My kids call their 4'9" grandmother Granny DeVito.
Oh, that's brilliant.
At work, we have a guy called Keith. His name is Keith, but he's missing an eye. It's just wild, bro. It's just wild. Those are my favourite ones. And those are the ones that probably should head into the clip, but I'll give you a few more. These are just chuckles. I have to give you them. There's a guy called Justin Wales, and his workmates call him Wrexham, which makes sense. It's all right, isn't it? A guy with a bonky eye, they call him Mortgage Eyes because one's fixed and one's variable.
Oh, that is brilliant.
I have a friend nicknamed the Olympic Flame because he never goes out. Oh, cool. One of my friends works for the civil service and has lost her encrypted and computer phone so many times, she's in my phone as WikiLeaks.
Lovely.
And there's also a guy at work called Kark, because in Starbucks, once they asked for his name and he said it's Mark with a C, so the takeaway cup had Kark. It just goes on and on, man.
I've seen some of these before, and there were a few which absolutely killed me.
All right, one more. This might take a while to burn in, right? A guy at work is missing a quarter of a finger and gets called Hogwarts Express. Nine and three quarters.
I say it took me that long. I didn't get it until you said it. I was like, that's a good one.
That's good. And this is one that we do, right? There's a guy called Scotch Dave. He's called Mike and he's not from Scotland. We do that. That is a classic one. Yeah. Why is he called Scotch Dave? Oh, yeah, because he's not Scottish. He's not called Dave. But yeah, man, I'm sorry. So yeah, there you go, Sean. Oh man, there's a few. Oh, can I give you a couple more?
I do, please.
An older gentleman in his 70s at work was called Jurassic Spark. Sorry, he's an older electrician. Sorry, an older electrician called Jurassic Spark. And a guy in the town I grew up in was called Baxter Campbell. So his nickname was Two Soups. Bro, I could go on forever. But it's amazing, man. Yeah, yeah, there you go. So there you go. The best nicknames you've ever had. So I hope that brought a little bit of light to your
that's
because I love that.
I might bring some of those next week.
Well, it's a limited feature, so you know, if you bring it, Sean, you're gonna have to bring your own version of it.
All right,
it's really copyrighted.
New limited series.
There you go. Anyway, time for our next section. Funky headlines of the week. What you got for us, Sean? This is the part of the show where Sean and I scour the internet and find some funky ass headlines, hopefully to add a little spark and a smile to yourselves at work. Something to talk about that isn't, you know, the world. That is stressful. Sad. Yeah, yeah. Something that isn't the sad world. Something that's a bit of fun.
Ready?
Yeah, man. When you're ready, Sean.
Mexican news channel accidentally airs man's testicles instead of solar eclipse. I'm guessing there's going to be some sort of prank at some point here.
Yeah, yeah.
That can't be a mistake.
I mean, please continue, bruv.
The media outlet.
Sorry, did someone get sacked?
The media outlet. Oh, man.
Kill.
The media outlet used footage submitted by viewers in their coverage. So, a Mexican media outlet made an awkward broadcasting error when covering the solar eclipse on Monday. RCG Media's 24/7 news program had been using clips submitted by viewers during their coverage of the rare celestial event. However, the show's hosts realized that they'd been pranked by the viewer, who had sent in a shocking video to the news program. While the presenter was discussing the cities which had sightings of the eclipse, images of the event were broadcast to the viewers. The show presented images of the phenomenon in which the moon can be witnessed totally covering the sun. The segment, however, was quickly cut when the hosts realised that they had instead shown a video of a man blocking the sun with his testicles. One of the hosts gasped as the realisation set in and camera cut away to the studio, where another host explained how the video had been sent in by a fan.
Wow. So basically, this is what happens, right, when you work in 24-hour news. They're under high pressure to churn out content. So what's happened is they got a clips guy. Get the clips. Get the user-generated content.
They didn't have time to do a dry run.
They didn't have... Oh.
Sorry, that was bollocks.
I was getting a bit hairy. But so they got the clip, and I bet it was like a bit of the... It sounds like there's probably a bit of a clips first.
I reckon initially it probably looks legit like the rest of the other videos up until it goes and far enough away.
I can imagine it playing like, what's that song that's like synonymous in space? I'm doing Superman, I don't know why. No. Anyway, you know the space song.
I know the one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bum, 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 bum. And his balls are like... that's it. Bum, bum. Oh man, revealed his balls. So, man, you know what? I gotta say, listen. Sometimes there's gotta be a bit of toilet humor. Sometimes someone's just gotta use these nuts. They gotta use these nuts for an apocalypse, bro. I mean, look, it's funny. It happens, and I think it turns a boring day in the office to a fun day at the office, apart from the person that gets fired for like letting balls get on TV. But are testicles, just my question to you is, are testicles that bad when it comes to things being viewed on television? I mean, we can't speak for the other country, but I feel like here in the UK, it's absolutely no to seeing anything other than a flaccid penis, right? Boobs, good. Pum pum, good. Willy in pum pum, bad. You can't see that. Balls, I don't know. I feel there's a lot of balls humour in shows, especially in the American Pie era and like Superbad era, there were balls jokes in it, like whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, I'm saying that. Yeah. I don't know.
No, I'm racking my brain as to shows that I've seen where...
Think about all the testicles you've seen on screen.
Testament to the testicles.
Oh, testament. Testament to the testicular, vehicular behaviour. But yeah, man, look, I love a little prank and I think that's great. Like, I'm down for hopefully
the guy didn't get fired. But
I mean, whilst you've been talking about this, I've tried to find like pictures of the broadcast and they've like blurred out the balls, bro. And they're like, it's definitely... It looks like there's an eclipse and he slowly dipped his balls. So there's an eclipse picture. It looks like his balls just slowly dipped into it. So you're right. They were playing the Space Odyssey. Da, na, na, ba, ba, ba. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, man. Oh, I'd miss a good prank. It's like the guy that used to call up Jeremy Kyle, apparently. He used to call up Jeremy Kyle and be like, Karen's a wanker, or whatever like that. Like, diss his ex-wife all the time. So he'd like be like, oh, yeah, so I'd just like to talk about how we should be reducing emissions in London and the LTN isn't good. And also, I just want to say my girlfriend, Karen's a wanker, or whatever. He'd be like, all right, thanks very much. He just kept calling back off different numbers. Yeah. I just want to say my policy on Brexit is that it took so long to find out that my wife is a wanker, like, so whatever, like, he kept doing it. It was probably not so nice for his wife, but quite funny. But all right, cool. I got one for you, Sean.
Okay.
I can't believe how wild this is, man. Singer accused of forcing a gender transition on a bandmate to steal their fiance. Right?
Wow.
A hardcore metal band in Nashville, Tennessee has gone viral for ditching their lead singer from the band because he attempted to force a transition on his bandmate. Now, I know what you're asking, Sean.
Wow.
Is first, what the fuck? And two, how do you force a transition on someone? Bro, put on your wetsuit. We're about to dive in. This post on X... there is a post on X which has over 10 million views and 100,000 likes. But the relative, well, probably the biggest thing that the band has had, good promo. The relatively unknown band shared their story on an Instagram page. They're called Lorona. May Lorona, which has since been deleted. The post claimed that the band member named Diego tried to force a transition on his friend, who is later named as Six, by giving him powdered protein supplements laced with a female hormone, estrogen, right? Diego's goal was apparently to make himself seem more masculine in comparison to a feminized Six and catch the attention of Six's fiance. That is what, so check this. He must be supplying the protein powder to the band, innit? Like, that's how it happens, innit? Because there's no way I'm slipping anything in your protein powder unless I'm providing it for you, or I'm coming over to your house after a workout. And I don't know, it just doesn't make sense. I have to be supplying it to you. So his idea was, I'm getting it in his mindset. I want to steal someone's fiance, so I'm going to make them so full of estrogen that they get, you know, like, tired.
These pecs might not be great, yeah, but next to a pair of titties.
Yes.
Not so bad.
Yeah, he's like, I ain't got pecs. I can't. He's like, I haven't got the genetics to grow pecs quick, yeah? I'm in a band. I'm too busy doing band stuff. So if we give him tits, yeah,
it's pretty much the same as me going to the gym.
Yeah, but think about it though, bro. He gets booby, he probably gets hungry, puts on weight, because he's got imbalance of hormones, right? Yeah, so that throws your weight, throws your water. You lose your sex drive as well if you've got high estrogen. So, and he's thinking he'll turn up to the house one day looking buff. Like, he'll turn up with a Diet Coke in his hand, drinking it on the doorstep going, hey, how's it going? But that is, bruv, that's
and
absolutely
six,
wild.
And Six just like waddles out with some high heels on and be like, oh, hey.
Six is just like, I'm not in the mood. I'm fine.
I'm totally fine.
Yeah, totally fine. The post called it a stupid caveman mind sense that makes zero sense. The band also said in their post that Diego admitted to being obsessed with said partner. The tampering has caused confusions and thousands of dollars medical bills in the past few months trying to figure out what's wrong. Bro, that is absolutely wild, man. That is absolutely wild. And apparently it'd be going on for 5 months. I think to call it forcing a transition is a bit much. However, I'm not going to take away from the fact that, because you're not forcing him to like go full physical transition, you're just forcing a heck of amount of estrogen on someone, which I'm thinking, right, if I'm honest, Sean, where does that lay in? Because we've done jury service, me and you, we're jury buddies, yeah. What crime is that?
Bro, I was literally just thinking about it, but I don't know where it sits, but I do think it's like a fairly heinous crime.
Bro, it's like, it's up there, isn't it?
It's bad.
It's up there.
It, like, that's why, and yeah, that's why it's like... It's very sus. You're just
it's
like
fucking wow. with somebody on a genetic level.
On a, yeah,
on a hormonal level, effectively ruining the rest of their life. Maybe because that if you're thrown off balance, you could never recover that balance. You would need medical treatment to recover what should be your normal, you know, hormonal state after that. Maybe after 5 months of a hormone, I presume. I don't know. Doctors tell us, but I feel like it's not like you gave him one dodgy protein shake. I feel like I could neck a protein shake.
Yeah,
full of estrogen. I'll do press ups.
You could eat a few packs of edamame beans, and you'll be totally fine.
Exactly.
If you start eating multiple packs of edamame beans every day,
delicious.
So they are delicious.
So good.
But I remember talking to a friend of mine's personal trainer, and he was like, "Mate, you need to stay away from if you're training, because you were like, oh wow, so much protein,
45 grams of protein, 100. Because I've had a couple of packets and I've smashed them.
Yeah, supposedly.
I'm all right though, yeah.
Not so good.
Two packets, okay.
Not two packets a day is probably not good, but two packets is totally fine. Yeah.
Do you want a snack? Do you want a snack? Yeah,
like,
some beans. Do you know the worst thing is? They're so Moorish, you know.
Oh, it's so good.
They're so good. all right. In another follow-up post, the band's Instagram stories, this seemed to be from Six's perspective. He wrote, "I've had physical changes from the hormones, and besides stomach ulcers, weight loss, and muscle fatigue that I will not get into, there's been notable mental changes." So at least we know now, like I know, if I have all of those symptoms, I need to start checking out my protein powder. But yeah,
stomach,
man.
Why would you get stomach ulcers?
Who knows? Who knows? You know where it could be from? This is, and I'm not a doctor. If you're going through all of those physical changes, like weight loss, muscle fatigue, stress, stomach ulcers. You don't know what's going wrong. You don't feel like... To have any hormonal change is a massive shock to the body, and to not know. So if he knew, he could have been managed, innit? Oh, I know, I've got high estrogen, whatever, but he didn't know. So he's like stressed. It's wild, bro.
I'm going to put this to you. What's worse? That or poisoning someone slowly?
Do you know what, Sean? I can't even tell the difference because I feel like that is poisoning them slowly. Do you know what I mean? I'll be honest with you, bro. Like, I'm thinking it is, you literally are poisoning them slowly. It's mad. Like,
poisoning their genetics.
Genetic, like, you know, on a hormonal level. On a hormonal level, like changing their body in a way that, yeah, could never change back. There's loads of like notes that they've kind of, oh my God. As for Diego's, oh my God, there's some more, Sean.
But wait.
Oh, but wait. So they've said that they decided to part ways with him, tampering with stuff, right? Then there seems to be another post from Six's fiance who shared pictures on her Instagram account. Her one post commemorated the couple's 6 month anniversary. She wrote, "I've never loved anything like you, but I don't know if this is from the band or whoever, but let me just read this. As for Diego's response, it cannot be further from the truth. He probably denied it. The only sealed products he would provide were proteins, but the other products were always unsealed because they were tossed at his job and he couldn't sell it, hence it was free. He also has easy access to steroids and hormones because of his gym practices." Right, so sounds like Diego was a gym worker and he was giving them a little bit of protein that he was getting, you know, maybe out of date protein. He's probably putting a little bit of a remix in there.
Well,
it was
broken, but it's still fine.
Yeah, man. "I'm going to see an endocrinologist over the next few months to track my hormonal fluctuations to see if my estrogen levels are extremely heightened and go back to normal over time. I've had physical changes, like I said, stomach, blah, 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 blah. I will also be getting the last batch of pre-workout he gave me tested for estrogen. I have 2 to 3 cups of it left." It was pre-workout they were giving him as well.
Diego, man. Boy.
But yeah, sure.
And also, it's also interesting because that happened for 5 months and they just celebrated their 6 months. So like Diego, after like a month of, you know what I mean? It's quite a short timeline, isn't it?
Maybe they were fiancés for 6 months. You know, like certain people celebrate like the beginning of their fiancéhood. Yeah, maybe he was with her and then, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because it feels like fiancé. Yeah, it feels like they got, to like, you know, official fiancés, and they had celebrated 6 months of fiancé-dom. So fiancéism.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Bro. Let's not get into this. Let's not get into that, man. Some people just like to celebrate some shit. Yeah, you're used to their own, isn't it? But yeah, man. There you go, bruv. That's that story.
Wild, man.
What would you, I mean, what do you think? Would you rather be poisoned or would you rather have dodgy pre-workout / protein? I can't even draw a line.
It depends, like, because the thing is, it's all about the after effects. If from the poison, I have to carry something for the rest of my life, potentially, or maybe you get poison and then you fully recover, and vice versa with this one. Maybe you don't have, you know, like maybe it takes a long, long time to try and get your balance back, maybe, and your mental health. Oh, so much, man.
I just know fighting around with your hormones can't be good for your head. Like, I almost would want, I don't know, yeah, if it's something that wasn't, oh, yeah, it's a hard one, man, it's a hard one. But yeah, there you go. But yeah, crazy. Moral of the story is, we don't let our friends give us protein. Don't take protein from your friends.
I don't know if that's the moral of the story.
I think that is it.
I think the moral of the story
is, you want to go gym?
Get better.
Go gym.
Yeah. Get a better bandmate.
Yeah. Join a better band, because I think you could be in a better, your band can be better without this guy, Diego, because let's be honest, I don't want to have the first experience of your band to be via a weird news story. I want to hear your tunes smashing up my Spotify.
You never
Spotify.
Know though, Diego could be mad talented. Well, them geniuses.
Yeah?
But nefarious.
Yeah, no, man. And what about, if Six has got to sing, could the estrogen mess up your voice and stuff like could that help. As well? Does it? I don't know. It could help. Sound even better. Yeah, but you know, it's one of those ones, Sean, man. Anyway, yeah.
Wild story,
innit? Pretty wild. I've got loads more, but obviously we've run out of time because we've definitely killed an hour, man. That was the wrong button, but anyway, it's been an episode of How to Kill an Hour. I'll be Marcus Bronzy. You can find me at Marcus Bronzy, MarcusBronzy on all socials.
I am Sean.
Where can we find you?
Stop asking me that. Can't find me anywhere.
Ah, cool. How to Kill an Hour. About to hit a nice little number on Instagram. Facebook is doing nicely as well. Thank you for all your supports on the clips and stuff like that. And for those of you who filtered through to the big show, it's nice for you to join us. We'll be back in your ear holes real soon, man. Indeed. In the meantime, in between time, don't take protein from your friends. Moral of the story. That's what it is.
're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.